We're joined by O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, the countdown is definitely on this week.
It is definitely on. 3 days and counting, as a matter of fact, for students. So.
And a lot's went on in the last week, too, hasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. It sure has. We had our honors convocation last Tuesday evening. Many students in grades 9 through 12 were recognized for outstanding academic performance. In addition, new members of the National Honor Society were inducted. They recognized the 2020 inductees who were unable to be acknowledged last year due to COVID, as well as the new 2021 inductees. Congratulations to the 2020 and 2021 inductees. They are Elliot Schlenz, Madison Hilker, Brady Sidick, Harley Clausen, Zelly Sorensen, Anais Lopez, Lance Schmeichel, Lauren Young, Kylie Howard, Kelsey Howard, Kirsten Welke, Ali Sedlacek, Madison Hampton, Ty Rainforth, Gia Shadari, Ashley Pischel, Emma Smith, Sarah Mitchell, Chloe Kaufman, Mallory Scott, Rachel Hupp, Paige Woodson, Landon Klassen, Brady Brown, Sydney Young, Baron Strope, Carter Ott, Emma Reed, Tucker Stagmeyer, Hannah Miller, Kyler Dean, and Aurora Hess.
Wow, nice list.
Yeah, nice list for the last 2 years. Students were also recognized with outstanding student awards, bronze, silver, and gold. We've got freshman gold winners, Keely Chavez in Algebra 1, Spanish 1, Foundations, and in English 1. Emma Sedlacek in Algebra 1, Spanish 1, Foundations, and English 1. And Paola Vergara Verdin in Algebra 1, Exploring Tech 1, EB World History, Intro to FCS, and English 1. Sophomore gold winners were Kyler Dean in High School Band, Discovery, Intro to Engineering, and Speech. Aurora Hess in Info Technology, Geometry, Spanish 2, High School Band, Anatomy and Physiology 1, English 2, Discovery and Speech. Hannah Miller in Geometry, Spanish 2, English 2, Discovery and Speech. Mallory Scott in Info Technology, Geometry, Anatomy and Physiology 1, English 2, Discovery and Speech, and Tucker Stagmeyer in Info Technology, Animal Biology, English 2, Discovery and Speech. Junior Gold Award winners were Gia Shadari in Innovations, American Literature, 19th Century History, and 20th Century History, Harley Clausen in Algebra 2, American Literature, Textiles 2, and 19th Century History, and Ali Sedlacek in Business Law, Innovations, American Literature, Photojournalism, 19th Century History, 20th Century History, and Advanced Speech. And finally, our Senior Gold Award winners were Blair Gutchell in Spanish 4, Advanced Biology, Calculus, Physics, and Advanced Composition, Rebecca Hupp in High School Choir and High School Band, British Literature, Horticulture, Accounting 1, and Pottery 1. And Kelsey Osborne in High School Band, Life and Career Readiness, Media Production, Digital Design, and Psychology. We also had baccalaureate on Wednesday and graduation on Saturday, Scott.
Yeah, what a beautiful day for graduation.
So. They could not have asked for a better day. I can't remember one. I know when my girls graduated, it was a monsoon, I think, one day. And usually you got a big 100-mile-an-hour wind blowing all your tents down.
Right,
and
right.
It was perfect.
You bet.
Graduation was held at 2 o'clock in the new gym on Saturday. 46 graduates crossed the stage to receive numerous awards and scholarships, as well as their diplomas from Board President Jean Shohan. Class speakers were Rebecca Hupp and Kelsey Osborne. The class's salutatorian was Rebecca Hupp, and valedictorians this year were Mackenzie Doty, Alyssa Eichelberger, Blair Gutchell, Christopher Jennings, Keegan Moore, and Meg Schlenz. This was a great group of leaders who will be greatly missed in the coming year. We wish them all the best, and we'll be anxious to hear about all their future successes.
That's right.
Some of our seniors will be hanging around a little longer as they have qualified for the state track meet with their performance at the B4 meet at Boone Central last Thursday. Our girls team finished in fifth place, scoring 66 points, with the following individual medalists. Blair Getchell was third in the 100 high hurdles, qualifying for state. Alyssa Eichelberger was sixth in the 100-meter dash. Meg Schlunz finished second in the 400 and fourth in the long jump, qualifying in both of those events. Lauren Young was sixth in long jump and brought home the gold in the triple jump, qualifying in both of those events. Zelly Sorensen won the pole vault and finished second in the 200, qualifying in both events. Harley Cahoy was sixth in the 300 low hurdles. Ashley Pischel was sixth in the high jump. Our girls 4x100-meter relay team, consisting of Blair, Zelly, Alyssa, and Meg, brought home gold, qualifying them for state. And the 4x400-meter relay team of Meg, Alyssa, Blair, and Autumn Hilker finished in third place, just missing a trip to state. The boys' team finished in sixth as a team, scoring 45 points. The following individuals brought home medals. The 4x800-meter relay team of Keegan Moore, Ty Rainforth, Brady Thompson, and Landon Klassen finished in second place by a nose, qualifying them for the state meet. Keaton Wattier brought home the gold in the 110 hot-meter high hurdles, qualifying him for state in that event. The boys' 4x100-meter relay team of Keaton, Sean Coventry, Kyler Dean, and Tyler Dedeker was sixth. Tyler also finished fifth in the long jump. Christopher Jennings finished fourth and Matt Pardun sixth in the discus, and Joey Engelbart was also sixth in the shot. Sean Coventry was second in the high jump, qualifying for the state meet in that event, and the final gold medal for the Eagles was earned by Kyler Dean, who won the boys' pole vault, qualifying for state.
Yeah, so, they had a great day.
Great day. And I think lots and lots of qualifiers from our area,
yes.
St. Mary's and Stewart. I'm just a lot of qualifiers. It'll be...
Yeah, Tyler will be busy the next four days.
Yes, so, for sure. Most definitely. I hope the weather cooperates.
Exactly.
Might be a little drippy. We'll see. Qualifiers do head to Omaha to compete at Burke Stadium on Friday and Saturday of this week. Eighth grader Pryor Matthews represented the O'Neill Eagles at the Nebraska State Junior High Championships meet on Saturday in Gothenburg. Pryor finished in second place in the 100-meter hurdles and third in the 200-meter hurdles. He broke school records in both events, bettering Dylan Babutsky's 2013 record in the 100 and John Gettert's 2012 record in the 200. Track future looks bright for Pryor.
You bet.
In golf, the boys traveled to Valentine for their invite on Thursday, where the team finished in second place behind the hometown Valentine team. Riley Dinschlage was second on the day, and Carter Ott was 12th. They traveled to Wayne today, as Scott mentioned, for their district tournament. Sounds like maybe a pretty good day for it. You know, not real hot, not real windy, not a lot of sun.
Dodge the rain and you'll be good. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. This is the last week of school for the 2021 school year. Sixth grade step up will be today. Our sixth graders will spend part of the morning at the junior high meeting their teachers and becoming familiar with the new building. Grades 3 through 6 will have their awards and track and field day tomorrow. Awards will be given at 8:30 and the track meet will start at 10. The K through second graders will have their awards and track and field day on Wednesday, beginning at 8:30, after they watch the sixth grade goodbye video at 8:05. This will be the last day of school for all K-12 students. Teachers will have work days on Thursday and Friday to finish their school year. I wanted to give Cubbies and Godfathers a big shout out, as we've been informed of a Raise Some Dough promotion that they're holding. They're donating $1 to our school for every pizza ordered. So eat up. We really do appreciate their generosity. The school board selected a search firm to begin the process of finding a new superintendent for the 2022-23 school year. They'll be working with the Nebraska Rural Community School Association moving forward. They'll be looking for input from the community concerning what they value and would like to see in the new superintendent. I hope everyone shares their thoughts when that time comes. They'll be reaching out to try and gather that, probably closer to fall. It's been a great school year, and we really appreciate KBRX for once again allowing us to share the good news every Monday morning. And we'll be back together in August.
All right. Have a great summer.
Yes, you too, Scott.
All right. That's Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools.